appreciate his compassion. We appreciate that God is God Almighty. He could have no, he could be hard and not even concerned about his creation, but he's not. He's a God of love. And so he has shown his compassion to mankind over and over again. And we want to look at the words and the different aspects, how God has shown his compassion to us as his people. He didn't just throw us, put us down here and leave us. I want us to start by looking at Isaiah 53:3. And I will appreciate people reading for me.
He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not.
But the reason I'm reading this is because this is referring to Jesus. Jesus understood the things that we go through. He was despised and rejected of men. He was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid our faces from him. But when we think of Jesus, we can understand a little bit about how he is so compassionate to us. So as God Almighty and Jesus his son has compassion for each and every one of us. You know, I searched this meaning of compassion, and it says sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with a desire to alleviate it. And dictionary.com says sorrow for another who is stricken by misfortune accompanied by a strong desire to alleviate the suffering. And so Jesus knows how we feel. So naturally he can have compassion on us. God made us and he understands what we're feeling. And he has compassion to us. You know, we think about how that many times we fall into various problems. Sometimes it's the loss of a loved one, like Sister Jeannie was saying, how she felt when she lost her mom. And I truly can relate to that because I know the feeling that I had, and it was such a hole in my heart because it seemed like that my values in life came from what her teaching, and not only her teaching, how she lived before me. And then when I lost her, it was a hole in my heart that only God could heal, but he did heal it. But here, because I've gone through it, I can have compassion on her. I can understand her. There's another word very similar to compassion, and that's empathy. Yeah. And empathy, a person has gone through something to someone else, they can feel what they feel.
Yes.
The difference in compassion and empathy is that empathy is the feeling. So compassion is the feeling. But compassion goes another level. It's not only having a feeling, but with a desire to alleviate the problem. So if I have compassion for my sister because she is grieving over her mom, it is going to make me want to do something to relieve her of her grief. I might call her and tell her, well, I've been through that, so I understand that. I don't just have those feelings and just bottle them up and keep them in me, But I want to do something about it. And this is what God is and Jesus has done for us over and over again. I want us to go to Psalms 107. And we're going to read quite a bit of this. Because in this scripture, it shows so much how God has mercy and compassion. I want to say that mercy and compassion goes hand in hand. If you have the feeling of compassion and you want to do something about it for a person, then you have mercy on them. God has been that way. I want us to take time to think of how much God loves us. It is his love that provokes all of this compassion and mercy. And we will have the same. If we have the love of God in our heart, we're going to have compassion and mercy on others. See, it goes from the Father, then the Son, and then his people. And this is what our job is, to have compassion on other people. But let's look now in Psalms 107. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he's good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to live in, to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress." See the great love and the compassion of God. Here these people were wandering and had no place to go, got hungry and thirsty, and they cried unto the Lord. We can do the same today. If we have troubles and problems, let us cry unto the Lord, because he is a God of love and mercy and compassion. He feels what we feel. If we're grieved today, he feels that, and he will do something about it. When I was telling you about my mother, and I was so grieved, I had children. My children were small, pretty young. I think Becky might have been about 11. But anyway, I had a family, I had a husband, and when I lost mother, it seemed like I couldn't focus on my family. I couldn't focus on my children. It was like I would look up in the sky and I'd say, "Where is she?" Yeah. That's the way I felt. Then the Lord spoke to me and he said, "Let me heal you." So I opened my heart and I let him heal me. I'm healed today because I allowed the Lord's great love and his compassion to come into my heart and to heal me of the hurt. I've had the same thing with my daughter and my husband. See, I lost a daughter and I lost a husband. And in both cases, it's taken God to heal me. And yet, in some ways, I still feel pain when it comes to my daughter. For some reason, it's still pain, but not to the level it was when she first passed. At any rate, God is a God of love. He's a God of compassion, and he's a God of mercy. When we look at God's love and his compassion, we can feel free to ask him, come to him. If we need salvation, we can come to him. We can ask him to save us. Because he's a God of compassion and mercy, he will save us. He will forgive us for our sins. He will turn our lives around. I want someone else to go on and read verse 7.
and he led them forth by the way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebel against the words of God and condemn the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought them down, their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help.
Okay, stop just a minute. Sometimes when we do things, we bring things on ourselves. I was thinking, yesterday I was talking to the young people. You know, almost any city you go into, if it's of a nice size, you see homeless people. Yeah. You see them, in Dallas it was quite a bit. It was almost every day. You couldn't hardly go without seeing a homeless person somewhere. And you look at them and you might say, well, I know they probably brought that on themselves. Maybe unwise choices and things, or maybe they choose that way. But you know, I don't believe the Lord wants us to be satisfied with just saying that and walking off and not having any feeling. I believe the Lord wants us to have compassion. These people brought this on themselves, it says. But we're going to read and see what God does in spite of it. You read on.
14, he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder.
Okay, they brought it, it said, because they rebelled against the words of the Lord, he brought them down. He allowed them to go through these things. But then they cried unto the Lord. And when they cried unto them in their trouble, he saved them out of their distress. What made him do that? His great compassion toward mankind. Read on.
Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Now, stop just a minute. Do you see? Fools. Maybe you make foolish decisions or choices because of their transgression and because of their iniquity. They're afflicted. Things come upon us because of bad choices, and we get in distress. And they abhor all manner of evil, meat, and they're almost to die. But then they cried unto the Lord in their distress. It is so amazing, the great love and the compassion that God has for mankind. You know, I think sometimes I listen to people who curse and they use God's name in vain. Don't you know that even in cases like that, God still loves them? God still has compassion on them? God still wants them to come to him? All we have to do is come to God. Cry unto the Lord in your trouble. And he saved them out of all their distress. And not only so, he sent his word and healed them. Oh, the men would praise the Lord for his wonderful works. Let's read on. Go on.
22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his work with rejoicing. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters. These see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raises the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders.
That's good. So we see how various different conditions people get themselves into many times because of their own bad choices. And yet God in his mercy, God in his compassion will forgive them. He will help them. He will bring them to their desired haven. Let's go to Lamentations 3:22-23. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is our faithfulness. Look at this. It is of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed. God's mercy keeps us going. It is God's mercy that things are as well as they are. And in this scripture it says, his compassions fail not and they are new every morning. You know, sometimes you'd say, you know what? I made a mistake here. And I asked God to forgive me. And you know what? He forgives. He has mercy. You go on maybe a few days later, you make another mistake. And still, he forgives and he has mercy. It's a blessing when God will extend his mercy time and time again. But you know something? We don't need to act like we're not going to be punished. When we walk over his mercy, we're going to have some punishment come our way. But we need to realize that God is a merciful God. Don't ever let the devil tell you that God won't forgive me. Some people might think, well, I've just gone too far. I've done this, 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 and this. And there's no hope for me. That is a lie from the pit. Because God's mercy, it says it is renewed every morning. So he has compassion on us. He recognizes our frame. He knows that we're weak, but he's able to forgive in spite of it all. So compassion and mercy goes hand in hand. We want to look now to Psalms 103:13. Since God is so merciful, we surely want to be merciful to others too. Do you remember the story in the Bible? I don't have it written down. How that one man owed his Lord something, and the Lord, he was going to put him in prison. He was going to take his children, his wife and all. And he got on his knees and he said, be merciful to me and I'll pay you off. And that Lord of that servant was so compassionate till he forgave. He didn't just say, okay, I'll give you a chance to pay it off. He forgave the whole debt. Then this man goes out and he finds a fellow servant that owed him way a whole lot less than he owed the Lord. And he was going to put him in prison. And this fellow servant bowed down to him and said, "Have mercy on me and I'll pay you all." But he wouldn't. He threw him in prison. Well, then when all the other servants saw that, they went to the Lord and he told him, he said, "I forgave your debt." In other words, "I had compassion on you and I forgave your debt. Shouldn't you have forgiven your fellow servant?
Should you not have compassion on your fellow servant?"
Right. And then he ended up having to, he sent him to the tormentors, I think, until he paid it off. Yeah. But when God has forgiven us, let us have the same kind of compassion and understanding to other people. Let's not just take them by the nape of the neck and you know, you did this and you just not going to get by with it. No, let's don't do that. Let's have the same love that Jesus had.
Psalms 103 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
"Like as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him."
See, this is how he has. He has such compassion. He pities them. He knows we're just dust. And he knows our frame. He knows what we're like. We want to have that same love and compassion. Let's go now to, I want to look at Jesus. Because when Jesus came here, he felt what we felt. He came in the flesh. He's God in the flesh.
Yeah.
What a privilege, isn't it? Because he came here and he was touched with the feelings of our infirmity. He knew all the things, what it feels like to be a human being and the things that we go through. Let's go to Mark 6 and 34. And you know something? Jesus felt these things, but he also was willing, he extended it to all the people around him because of his compassion. Different needs they had, he supplied those needs. And we want to read some of the examples in the Bible of Jesus showing compassion. It's Mark, someone get Mark 6.
Mark 6 and 34.
Yeah.
"And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people and was moved with compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things."
See, he reached out to them. He saw them. He didn't just, in one time, the people were hungry, and they had been around Jesus, and the disciples said, "Let's send them away so they can go and get something to eat." And he wouldn't allow that. He had compassion on the multitude. And he said, "Feed them." And he sat them down, had them to sit down, and he fed them. Let's go to Matthew 9 and 36.
"But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd."
See? He saw them, and they were fainting, and he had compassion on them. Let's go to John 11:35. We're just looking at some of the times that Jesus had compassion on the people that were around him. John 11:35.
Shortest verse in the Bible.
I can't hear you.
It's the shortest verse in the Bible.
Oh.
Jesus wept.
Yes, and we really, I need to go back up. He did. He wept. But let's go back up a few and see verses and see why he wept.
Well, this is the story of Lazarus that had passed away, and Jesus was I believe he was about a mile and a half away, is what my Bible says. And that he found out that Lazarus has died, and he didn't go right away. But and they were a little concerned about that. But then he said, come on, let's go. And they said, well, he's already been in the grave 4 days.
That's right. So when you start at 32, that's okay, what.
So start at 32.
Yeah.
Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you'd just been here, my brother would not have died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping that came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, he asked, where he lay. And they said unto him, Lord, come and see. And then Jesus wept.
You see, he groaned in the spirit. He had compassion on them. He felt what they felt. You know, I'm so thankful that we go to a God that has compassion on us, that he feels, he sees our tears, and it moves him. It moves him to do something for us. I sure appreciate God and Jesus. You know, Jesus was our perfect example. We can follow the way he did. Have compassion on others. Be moved when they are troubled. Let's go now to Mark 1 and read verses 40 to 44.
40 to 44. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and said unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. And he straightly charged him, and forthwith sent him away, and saith unto him, see thou say nothing to any man, but go thy way, show thyself unto the priest, and offer for thy cleansing those things which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them.
So, why did Jesus heal him? Because he had compassion. So when we're sick, don't feel like the Lord doesn't care. Go to him with all your heart, just like the man did. He said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he had compassion on him. I believe every time we have pain, God has compassion on us. And so we can go to him and trust him to heal us and to take the pain away. Oh, I just hope that you can get a hold to what a wonderful, loving, compassionate, merciful, caring Father we have. There's no reason for us to want or to need, because we can bring all our wants and our needs before him. And I'm not talking about I have 25 pairs of shoes and I want another one. I'm talking about real, true wants that we need. He does lack. He doesn't want us to lack the things that we need.
Yes.
So now let's move this thought to us. What are we going to do with all this? Are we going to just know that God is compassionate, he loves us and all, and just kind of keep it all to ourselves? No, we need to have the love of God in our heart in such a way that we, when another person is suffering, we suffer with them. You see, we get a lot of requests of maybe somebody is sick, or somebody's child had an accident, or all of these things. And in our heart, we need to have compassion. Grieve that they are grieved. What one scripture said, we rejoice with them that rejoice, and we suffer with them that suffer. So when others suffer, we can't just turn our head and just act like it's nothing. No, what can we do? I was thinking and I was looking very hard. I could not find the scripture, but I know I remember it. it was telling about the Pharisees, how they have these traditions, and they get around the word, the law, by using certain tradition. And one of us said, they'll say something about be warmed and filled, but they don't give them anything. If I see somebody hungry, can I share something that I have with them? If I see someone that's in need with need clothing or maybe a coat or a blanket or something, can I share? Can I not just keep everything that I have to myself? It's for me and mine, but give to others and help them. Let's go to Luke 10 and read verses 30 to 37.
And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he had journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which thou these thinkest thou was neighbor to unto him that fell among thieves?
And
37. And he said, he that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise.
Okay. And just like he told this man to go and do thou likewise, he's telling us the same. The Levite, these were religious people. They were supposed to be people you could look up to. A priest and a Levite. Both. They saw the man and they walked on the other side. Didn't do a thing about it. Didn't even say, are you okay? Didn't have any interest, it seemed, in the man there that was probably almost near death. But then comes a Samaritan, a person that the Jews at that time looked down on, had no dealings with. And yet he had compassion on the man. And he did something about it. He didn't just look at him and feel bad about it, but he went over there and did something about it. That's what the compassion did. And he had mercy. So he says, go thou, go and do thou likewise. That's what the Lord wants us to do, is to show compassion to other people. Colossians 3, and we're going to read 12 to 17.
Put on therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercies. This word vows here means our very deep feelings. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called into one body. Be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Okay, you see, we want to have put on as the elect of God. If we are saved, then we need to have bowels of mercy, just overflowing, a whole deep thing, feeling, as she said, of mercy and kindness and meekness and long-suffering. All these things we need to have, and we need to be have mercy, compassion toward others. I feel like that when the love of God is deep in our heart, it makes that. It provokes it. You just really can't just walk past people and not care about them. If you see a problem or see a need, your heart goes out for them. And so that is the root. Love is the root. If we will have love in our heart, love will provoke compassion. It will provoke mercy. And this is why we can say our God in heaven has compassion and mercy toward us because his great love for us. That's what makes it. It just all works together. So we want to be encouraged to do all we can and provide for the needs of others. We're going to read one more scripture, 1 John 3:17-18.
But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother we have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
Amen. So pray for me. I want to be an example of the very things that I'm saying to you today.